martinis dry, and they all have pretty children, and they all look just the same.
Young boys wanna be men, start a business and raise a family. Send their kids to summer camp, try to fulfill their fantasy. Like this really gon' make a difference. You hoping you make them change. Just look at yourself and like them boxes.
You're listening pretty late. I kinda love this version of Little Boxes. It's time for What's in the Box. I'm so excited to have our friends in the studio joining us. As Rob Martyr, he's all done. Done for the week. That's it. Done. Call it a week, my friend. Hold on. Which one's yours? Why don't I have a mic? No, none of them. Hold on. It's the standing mic. Hold on. Nope. Nick's here, though. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
We're readjusting microphones. There's Rob. Oh, almost.
Check one, just, two.
Just stick it in there. Yeah. Hey, Rob Martyr.
Oh, man.
Oh, there it is.
You feel that?
I do feel that.
I like that a lot.
It's Friday. Just let it roll right over you, my friend.
It is, believe me.
And also joining us in studio, our sidecar tonight, Dr. Charles Turk, who is somewhat of a co-creator in this segment, because I was on the phone with him one day telling him how surprised I was with the volume of reviews there were for adult toys. And he suggested that we compile the reviews and possibly put them in a book so that people could learn a little more about what women like and sometimes what men like as well, Charles, as a matter of fact. And we thought about maybe doing dramatic readings of reviews. That was actually how this all came about on our show. And it was none other than... Yes, Rob?
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Yes. Yeah,
no, I was just going to say, have we started developing the board game for this yet?
Oh.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
That is our million dollar idea.
Well, what's in the box?
That'd be awesome. That is your contribution. But what I was suggesting, what we were developing in this conversation was a book that could serve as an educational piece to make, at least this was my idea, men better lovers.
Mm-hmm.
That's
here. I say more of that.
No,
please.
I'm good. I'm good up in here.
But it was that's none good. Other.
You are, but you know, not everybody is. What I was saying is that, or at least my thought is that there are a whole lot of women out there who are suffering from, from poor male lovers. That's just my thought.
It's for real. The struggle is real, my friend.
And that's what I hear out there.
And now we have two gentlemen on the line. Let's see if they concur that women need better lovers. Hey, Dominic, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Very well. Do you suspect that that women are in need of better lovers out there?
Probably.
Nick's like, I'm not sure.
I wouldn't know. I haven't had any complaints.
There you go.
Well, that's what I mean. You know, I mean, so, you know, I mean, all I'm saying is that, you know, when I settle down with a lady, I'm just saying it. You know, I happen to get some compliments. You know, I happen to blow minds. And
what's happening? I don't know what's happening on our show right now.
I don't know. Can you tell me? I don't know.
What I'm told is that there are a whole lot of very poor male lovers out there.
What I know, what I'm being told is that Dominic's on the line, wondering what in the box is. Dominic, have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yeah, I've heard the game before.
Excellent. Hold on one second. I'm glad that you know. Gary, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
Very well. And have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
I haven't. Okay. I really haven't paid attention to it.
Okay, that's all right. Friday nights, every Friday night, we kind of unwind a little bit over cocktails. Tonight we have our friend Nick from Howls and Hood. And hopefully, you know, if that's your thing, maybe you're enjoying a cocktail or maybe you're at work or wherever, or driving. Don't drink while you're driving or before even, just moderately or at all. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm really enjoying this cocktail. What did you bring us, Nick?
This is a London Mule. So
definitely.
Tanqueray, some orange bitters, ginger beer, and a little cucumber lime simple syrup. So.
You should just call it kicking the teeth.
Kicking the teeth.
Kicking the teeth. There you go. Well, Gary, since you haven't heard us play before, I'll explain. I do a lot of shopping online, and I was struck by the volume of reviews and how similar the reviews are for adult toys and house appliances, like a blender or a whisk. So the game is, what we do is we will read a review for you, and we have Dr. Charles Turk, we have Nick, we have Rob Ooh, I'm sorry, we surprised Gary a little bit.
Okay, Gary,
you're gonna be all
right? Get it all out. Get it all out.
Better now than when we start the game. That's all.
Gary, I promise we will be gentle, and Dominic, we are always gentle.
As some of us.
Yes. So your task is to tell us whether you think the review is for a toy or an appliance. You don't have to be specific. You do not have to be specific about anything. Yes, that's all. Just tell us if it's for a toy or an appliance. Some people have tried being specific before. Not necessary. Please don't. Just appliance.
No bonus points for that?
No bonus points. Here we go. Dominic, you're first. Rob Martillo will read for you.
All right, Dominic, I'm going to read this to you like I would be doing the news here on WGN.
He's going to read it to you like a man.
You ready?
Awesome.
It's 32 and cloudy at O'Hare. You know, nothing can compare to this product. Like everyone else, I was skeptical about the price and how well it would actually work. It was worth every penny. I would even pay more on the company's website just to get it if I lost this one. They deserve every cent. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGA.
That's awesome. Can't wait to hear how the Cubs play.
All right, what do you think, Dominic?
I'm going to go with
Yes.
Dominic, we need a decision.
Yes, Dominic.
Is Dominic?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Are you there?
It's a toy.
Ding, ding, ding. Good job, Dominic. Well done.
Would pay extra nice. On the website. Don't lose that one, apparently. Well, you never know. Sometimes it's shorts. Can you, Gary, Nick is going to read for you next.
Okay. Gary, you ready?
Yes.
All right. It's amazing. Going refurbished is the way to go, my friends.
I want to say one thing. Yes. By the way, I have five ex-girlfriends who will say the world needs better lovers.
There you go. That's true. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate that.
You know, I appreciate that, but I think you're just trying to change the subject. I mean, we're in the game right now. Now we can talk about this afterwards, but we're in the midst of a round.
I'm in love with the top.
Need something refurbished.
Here you go. All right, Gary, what do you think? Toy or appliance?
Toys.
Ooh.
It's an appliance.
It's an appliance, thank God. I mean, I understand, and we all have to save money, and that is a discount on some websites. But I'm in love with that laugh. All right, Charles, please read for Dominic.
All right, Dominic, this is round two.
Okay. Okie dokie.
All right. Here we go, Key, as Stephen Colbert would say. Just trust me. This is what you want.
Uh-oh.
And if you want, I'll read this to you once, twice, or thrice more. Just trust me. This is what you want. Or if you want, I'll read it to you boring.
Dominic, what do you think?
I'm going to go toy again.
You are correct,
so
sir.
Much drama on that.
Wow.
We were all kind of just hanging on it.
You are two for two, sir.
Yes. Nice. Gary's behind by two. Rob, help a brother.
Well,
out.
Oh, hold on. It's not quite fair to say that. He's behind by one. He'll be behind by two if he gets this one wrong. We need to give him a chance to. We need to give him a chance to respond.
Currently,
to,
it is 2-0. Just so you know.
Yes.
So if we were playing, I know he hasn't been to bat yet, but as soon as
it's totally fine. Dr. Charles is changing the rules. We actually do let someone win on five, even if the other person doesn't get a question.
Yes.
So they are back behind by two.
All right, Gary, you ready?
Yes, I am.
This is a very well-designed product. I've used several other brands in the past, but it is much better. The motor's really powerful, and the unit is very well made.
Sorry.
That's got to be a toy.
Oh,
Gary, I'm sorry.
See?
It's an appliance,
my
friend.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. I wouldn't lie to you.
Do you see, Gary? This is why I was fascinated by these reviews. Nick, will you please... Okay, Dominic, you got to pull it together, Dom. Nick...
You know what? I'm partying with Dominic after tonight's show.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. It's Gary.
I'm bringing mules.
All right. Dominic, Nick is going to read for you.
What kind of meals?
London. Mm-hmm. Okay, Dominic, you ready? Fab product. Makes my life better.
Is that for Gary? Oh, hold on. We lost
for Dominic, right? Sorry about that.
That was for Dominic, yeah.
Oh, Dominic. Sorry, Dominic, here. Nick, please read for Dominic again.
Dominic, you ready?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, bud. Fab product. Makes my life better.
What do you think, Dominic?
Okay. Appliance.
Got it.
Hey! Wow. See,
man, I know my toys.
You do in your appliances. It was like a Peter Griffin laugh.
That's right.
Yeah, that all right.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
They're laugh twins. You and Peter Griffin.
Who's Peter Griffin?
Oh, right.
Family Guy.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I'm curious if Gary's laugh is completely genuine, though. I don't know if that's how he laughs all the time at parties.
I think that's genuine, yeah.
Charles, will you please read for Gary?
He does that at funerals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So, actually, the laugh actually, I mean, it kind of reminds me of Vince Vaughn in the movie Swingers.
Vince Vaughn, too.
That was his first movie, yeah?
It was his first big movie. It may have been his first movie. All right, here we go.
okay.
Trying to decide. Okay. You can't use it right out of the box. You can't use it right out of the box. True, you have to take the drum and put it in the freezer overnight, or at least until you can't hear the liquid sloshing in between the walls of the drum.
Wow.
You guys are sick.
maybe we are, maybe we aren't. Now remember, we're not necessarily saying we purchased
and
this.
It depends on what you think it is.
Yes,
I'll tell you what it is once you answer.
Because Patty has purchased this.
I have. go ahead, what do you think, Gary?
And if you like, I'll read this again.
A toy? It's definitely an appliance. Not only is it an appliance, it's an ice cream maker. So when you purchase the ice cream maker, you have to take the drum out, put it in the freezer, because there is material. There's like a liquid in between in the walls of that bucket that have to freeze in order to make.
I can make a toy out of that. I guarantee it.
Okay, Rob. Please read for. Please read for Dominic.
Talk about liquid.
All right, Dom, you ready? Here we go.
The walls of the drum.
I'm saying.
All right, let's bring it.
All right. Too loud, but gets the job done.
What do you think, Dominic?
Appliance.
Oh, it's a toy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man.
Sorry,
I thought
guy.
That was a trick question.
No.
It's all right. Okay, Nick, you have a lead for Gary.
All right, Gary, you ready?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Not perfect, but very close. I've owned more over the years than I can count. I've tried low-end, high-end, and in-between. But this gal is the best.
Wow.
Gal.
Well.
What do you think, Gary?
I tell you what, I have to say toy.
Ding, 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 ding.
Gary gets on the board. It is.
Yo, Gary, well done.
3-1 now.
Thank you.
Peter Griffin back there.
Well done. Yeah. All right. Charles, do you have another one for Dominic? Or are you out?
I got one.
All right.
I got one right here.
All right, then. Give us your one.
All right. Here we go.
All right, then.
Okay.
Over here.
All right.
Yeah. Over by here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. highly recommend this product. Very easy to use. Have been using almost every day. Love this product. Love this product.
Well, I'm thinking if they use it every day, they might get a little too tired if it's a toy. So I'm going to go with appliance.
Hells yeah.
But I wouldn't necessarily rule out using it every day. Okay,
no, hold on. Look, he got it right. Don't discourage
Dominic. 4-1. Right? It's 4-1. That was Dominic. Wow. Dominic is ahead 4-1. Rob Martier, please.
He is up by 3, by the way.
All right.
He's up by 3. He's up by 3, yes.
Okay. Here we go. All right. Works great. I've worn out a couple of others before, but this one is showing no signs of problems. Works great.
Appliance.
I've worn it out, and it is an appliance. Well done. Ding, ding, ding.
All right. There we go. It's 4-2 now. Dominic is ahead by 2. There you go. Nick, please read for Dominic.
All right, Dominic, ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I will admit that when I ordered this product, I expected a cheap, flimsy version. I was pleasantly surprised when it came to me looking as nice as it shows on the listing. It's very sleek and smooth. Very nice quality, not a cheapy one that'll die in a few weeks.
Wow.
I'm going to go with toy.
Whammy, got it.
Wow.
Man,
I think that's the win.
That's
too.
The win.
That's
Dominic.
That's
a W right there.
Well done.
W flag to wave.
Congratulations,
nice, Dominic.
Dominic. Hold on the line, and Craig will get your information and find out if you would like a gift card from Apt Electronics. Go to apt.com. Thank you, Steve Shapiro, for helping out with our little segment, because they have electronics. They actually have household appliances there that you can write a review for, and maybe that'll end up on What's in the Box. Or you can also get a pizza from Lou Malnati's. Go to loumalnati's.com, best pizza in Chicago. Thank you so much for playing, you guys. And you know what? Quick break, and then we'll reset and do a weekend wind-up. It's so seriously a quick break.